Richmond,
Woollahra,
Balgowlah,
Parramatta, Carlingford,
Petersham,
Rockdale, Randwick.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast.
You've heard this call before. Yes, it's the aptly named powerful owl, the largest owl found in Australia and a native species in the country.
Yeah. And beautiful birds,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, amazing. And deadly if you're a smaller animal.
Yeah, if you're a possum, watch out.
Yeah. But there's been a few deaths of these birds because of what is known as second-generation rat poison. And there is a campaign on the back of those deaths to try and reform what's sold in, well, in particular, the country's biggest hardware store, Bunnings.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we've contacted Bunnings Warehouse for a response. We haven't got one yet. In the meantime, let's talk to Dr. Holly Parsons, who's the Urban Bird Program Manager at BirdLife Australia. Hello, Holly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a tragedy, of course. These birds are so beautiful. Can you tell us about the latest death toll?
Yeah, it's not a nice topic, but we at BirdLife Australia have been running a powerful owl project for 10 years now in Sydney,
mm-hmm.
Learning about this amazing species, where they live in Sydney with our brilliant team of volunteers. And we'd started to, notice that there was these deaths of birds. We were getting a lot of car strike and things. And so we worked with a vet, conducted postmortems, and have taken a whole series of samples, and we started to be concerned about this issue of rat poison, because we were not only finding dead birds, but we were seeing these birds holding rats, and then we sent some liver tests off, just got the results back, and very, very sadly have found rat poison through 37 of the 38 samples or birds that we had tested. And some of those at a high enough number to kill them outright, about 10% of them, and another 60%, which is just as scary, had enough rat poison in them to cause them harm. So this is not killing them outright, but making them more susceptible to things like being hit by a car, running into a window, being under a stress and not doing very well.
That is a huge a number, I think. How over what period did you collect those? Was it, did you say 38 birds?
So this is 38 owls, and this is collected over the last couple of years.
Okay.
So it's quite a high number of birds. We've got more sitting there, ready to be sampled as once we can sort of open up and send more off again. It shows that, these are birds that are living with us. They are living in urban Sydney, and they're being impacted by the products that we put out.
Well, tell us a little bit about those products and what the options are here. Obviously, people don't want rats and mice in their house, and we know, especially when you go to the Central West, just how what a toll that can take. What are the different options and the safer options?
Sure. So nobody wants rats and mice living in and around their home, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so most of the time when we go to the store to deal with the problem, we have a few options. We have snap traps, a couple of other different trapping types, and we've got the poison.
Right.
And most of the poisons fall into two different categories. First-generation anticoagulant rodenticides and second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides. They are mouthfuls, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's the second-gen products that are the problem. And unfortunately, they're by far and away the most common products that are available on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole range of different chemicals. So we tested for five different second-generation rodenticides and a couple of first-generation ones. The most common one is called Brodificome, and it's found in the vast majority of products that you buy on the shelves. Bromodiolone is another one, and that is the one that we were talking about during the mouse plague,
mm-hmm.
As well. That showed up in some of our owls as well.
So I didn't think that was given clearance in Australia.
So it wasn't given clearance to be used on a broad scale.
Right. Okay.
In an open setting. Yeah, it is still right. available yeah. in some of these products.
So yeah, I, absolutely. Holly, as a consumer, and I'm going along there to have a look at some product, how can I tell the difference?
Yeah, really good question. It's really hard. So it's about, you know, unfortunately, the consumer having to do their homework and look at what the different products are, and I can't really name or single out some of these now. But if you go to actforbirds.org/rat poison, we've got a page on how you can help owls, and that has a list of all the different products that you can buy and what sort they are. So nobody wants these birds, sorry, not these birds, the rodents in their homes causing problems.
Yep.
So we need to think of a better way to deal with them. So avoiding the second gen products, going for the first generation ones, they're much less likely to have an impact.
Right.
So that they've got ingredients like warfarin in them. And going for snap traps and things, it means you've got to probably deal with the dead rodent, which a lot of people don't want to do, but it's quick, it's humane, and, you know, you've got no chance of harming other wildlife.
Have you heard from Bunnings themselves? We put a request in and had no luck, but are they looking at this potentially?
Yeah, look, we've had conversations with Bunnings. They are doing some initial steps. So they're taking the first generation and the second generation products and separating them.
Right.
And providing staff training for their staff. That's good.
Yep.
But when people don't know, you know, these different products, they don't know the impact that they have, simply having them separated on a shelf is not going to do anything.
Mm.
There are steps underway as well to better identify first gen and second generation products on the labels as well, and that's a bigger project.
Mm.
But again, those products still being there puts the pressure on the consumer to have to make that decision and know what the impacts of these are going to be, whereas places like Bunnings that have this huge market share can really be a leader and say, you know, these products cause problems for our wildlife. We need to take steps to protect them. Ultimately, it's up to the APVMA as the regulatory body, and we would really love them to actually step in and remove these products from public sale entirely.
Tell us where these owls fit into the Australian ecosystem.
Sure. Well, powerful owl means they are a very powerful bird. They're a top-order predator. They are incredibly impressive, as many Sydney siders will see, because luckily Sydney has, you know, a really important population of powerful owls, probably one of the sort of densest populations that we have in Australia. But they are threatened. So there's not that many of them left, and we now know that this is another threat that they face to their survival. And we only find them across the sort of southeastern seaboard, very close to the coastline.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks very much for having me.
No worries. Good on you. Dr. Holly Parsons, who's the Urban Bird Program Manager at BirdLife Australia.
Marrickville.
Barara.
Yowie Bay.
Rockdale.
Seven Hills.
Brighton. Lassand.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast.